Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
So, in the comments for last week's show, Gary pointed out that the age of consent in Michigan is 16 and not 18, as I had asserted.
Yes, which is bullshit.
Well, see, I had heard that before, but I'd always heard varying stories about what that meant. Like, I had heard that the age of consent was 16, and that meant that as long as you're 16 or older, you can have sex with whoever you want. I'd heard that the age of consent was 16, but that only applied to people under the age of 18. Like, 16-year-olds could consent to other 16-year-olds or 17-year-olds or maybe 18-year-olds.
But not over 18?
Not over that.
Okay.
I'd heard other windows, like you could... If you were over 16, you could consent to sex with someone who was between the ages of 16 and, say, 21, something like that. So I didn't know for sure. I'd also just heard that it was bullshit. So I didn't know for sure. And that wasn't a planned topic of discussion in the last show, so I hadn't thought to look it up or anything. Turns out Gary's right. It is 16, and it's just a flat thing. There's no window or anything like that. There is a stipulation that says that if you're an authority figure, you can still be charged with statutory rape. Like if you're a teacher or I would assume if you were the parent of a friend, probably you could be considered an authority figure.
Like if you're the babysitter
back. Well, that's one thing that I'm unsure about because it's kind of unclear in its wording. Like if you were 26 and the person in question was 16 and you used to be their babysitter when you were 16 and they were 10, but like that ended years and years ago. And all of a sudden you started, you know, having sex with this person when they're 16. Does that count as being an authority figure? Because you were once upon a time, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it does. They don't define what constitutes an authority figure.
Yeah.
So it's still kind of iffy.
Because that's the law. But
oh, there's a lot of laws that are gray like that.
Yeah.
but I also looked it up and there are in other states, the age of consent varies. Like in some states, it is 18, like I said. In other states, it's actually lower than 16. I think the lowest one might have been 14. I can't really remember now. And then also in some other states, there is a window, like I was talking about, where like as long as you're over the age of consent, you can have sex with anyone up to a certain age. So it varies from state to state, but in some states it is 18. So I feel like, you know, even though I was wrong about us in particular, it still kind of applies what I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it bullshit that they vary the age in different states? Like, they've taken polls, you know, of how intelligent or...
Yeah, I don't know. And I wish I had looked into it further. I'd be curious to see if the ages tended to be lower in the South. But...
I'd bet on it.
You know, my only point was that the age of consent should be there as a guideline, and the cases should be handled on a case-by-case basis. Like, because even when I was 15, I think I could have said... I could have made the decision of whether or not to have sex with with an adult,
yeah.
You know, with a legal adult. There are some people who certainly couldn't. And in certain cases where the person is an authority figure, you know, the minor, depending on who it is, absolutely could be persuaded. And in that case, you know, that should be illegal.
Yeah.
But in some cases, it really just is this person wants to do this. And even if you think it's stupid, and a lot of times I think it's stupid, I think it's poorly thought out, but, you know, it's not going to end well. But that's not my place to say. You know, what you need to be looking for is where harm is being done. And if no harm is being done, then, you know, we shouldn't have any say in the matter.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny that they'd, you know, make the age of consent a certain age and arbitrarily consider you a responsible adult at 18 still.
Yeah, it's...
Which, you know, there's different degrees like, smoking, no. When you're 18...
Well, you can vote,
okay. But God, yeah, it's a why can't they just make the age of consent under some God knows what study be the same as?
Well, there are several different ages. There are at least three different ages depending on what state you're in, where you're suddenly able to do certain things. Like when you're
suddenly
in this state, when you're 16, suddenly you can have sex.
Yep.
With whoever you want, as long as it's not somebody who has any kind of authority over you. When you're 18, you can vote, you can smoke. God, there's more stuff you can do when you're 18, but I can't think of
porn,
it right now.
Going to the strip club.
Yep. And when you're 21, all of a sudden you can drink.
Yep.
They're all stupid to me. Like if you're like, oh, when you're 18, you can go into the military.
So
you can go overseas and kill people and potentially, you know, risk your own life. but you can't have a drink. Yeah. That to me is retarded. And I was actually, I hate bringing up other podcasts, but I was listening to another podcast recently and they brought up this issue. And the guy on the other podcast said that he absolutely sees a difference. He thinks that it makes sense that you can't drink at 18, but you can go off to fight for your country. He thinks that you are able to make life and death decisions, but you are not mature enough to make a decision on whether or not you can drink, which I think is just ridiculous.
Where did that comment come from?
That's he didn't really justify it. Like, I don't really get it. I like that show. That's why I was listening to it. It was Keith and the Girl is what I was talking about. I don't want to be too vague. But so I really like that show, but I don't always agree. And I don't understand at all what he was talking about. Drinking in itself doesn't hurt anybody. But the whole point of being in the military is at least the threat of aggression. You know, like the whole point is that if you aggress against us, we can defend ourselves because we have this military and we will kill you.
Yeah.
Or at least severely kick your ass. You know, the whole point is it's all about killing. And I'm not anti-military necessarily. Like, it absolutely has its place. You know, I'm not saying, oh, it's all about killing and we should do away with it or anything ridiculous like that. But it is all about violence, justified or not. And that, you know, I think I'd be less traumatized by getting really wasted than by, you know, going out and murdering somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you want peace, prepare for war. Just don't drink.
Yeah,
no drinking.
I don't get it. Like, maybe
that is worse.
Maybe if the rule was you can't drink while you're in active service,
that
I understand, but that's not what the rule is. You know, because that could affect your ability to reason on the field and all that stuff, but that's not what the rule is. It's completely separate. It's you can go off to war when you're 18, but you can't drink until you're 21.
Yep.
They don't have anything to do with each other, but it's just stupid, arbitrary things. Like when they came up with the idea that you could go off to war when you're 18, they weren't thinking about the drinking age. And when they came up with the drinking age, they weren't thinking about the age that you can go off to war. So
yeah.
They didn't take the two into consideration. They came up with these two arbitrary ages that conflict with one another.
And all this time's gone by and nobody's like thought about it, adjusted it.
Oh, people think about it all the time, but
made moves to, you know, change it.
A lot of people, I think, see the law as like kind of like they see religion. Like it's just this thing that has always been there and always will be there, and you can't defy it.
Yep.
You can't change it. You can't defy it. And anybody who makes a move to try to change it or defy it is, you know, an undesirable. They're douchebags.
Yeah. It's the right way, the only way.
Right.
Ethnocentrism.
Well, I guess kind of on that same token, I was reading about Bill O'Reilly talking about gay marriage.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how gay marriage is like, it's a slippery slope. If we legalize gay marriage, they'll start legalizing all kinds of other things like polygamy and bestiality.
Bestiality.
And, well, we've got a video clip I'm going to play the audio from.
Let's do it.
So.
All right, Hoover. I did not know this, but I had said from the jump, if you okay gay marriage, then you have to do plural marriage, which is now have the name triads, three people getting married. There is a group in Maui, Hawaii, called the Lessons Advocacy Group, and it's World Polygamy Association. They're associated with that. And they want to be married. So, number one, I'm an oracle. And number two, how can you deny them under equal protection under the law?
You can't deny them under equal protection under the law.
Okay, so you say that they have to marry as well.
No, no, here's what I'm saying. First of all, I think it is extremely disingenuous for you to suggest that if you allow gay people to get married, mm-hmm. you're going to have to allow that polygamy is then going
you
to run rampant across
to.
The United States. Here's what.
You
here's
just
how,
wait, wait, wait.
No, I'm
you
gonna
just
say that
said
you
have
said
to
me,
allow them.
Before the camera went on, you said to me two things. Due process.
Right.
You know what due process is? Due process is when we have laws, we then enforce them. We barely in five states have laws that gay people can be married. We have states in laws okay. in zero
if
states
I
that polygamy can happen.
I walk into the Massachusetts State House and say, hey, Governor Deval Patrick, you got
to
marry me and Lenny, all right? Because, and not only Lenny,
that,
but Squiggy too, all right? Or I walk in with the O'Brien twins from South Boston and say, hey, you got to marry me because you're allowing gays to get married, and I'm in the Lessons Group, the World Polygamy
Here's
Association.
You got to change the law then, because the law says it's between two people, not
okay,
multiple people. By the way, the last time polygamy was on the rise, 1896, when Utah became the 45th state in the union.
Okay.
All right.
I wanted to pause it in there somewhere, but they're so like back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, while Bill is wrong in this case, the dumb broad that they had on to argue with him is a complete fucking idiot.
Yeah.
She's on there advocating legalizing gay marriage, but then she uses the law to back her up when
it's not
when
even
denying
the law in most
polygamy.
States anyway.
Well, that's what she's saying. When she's trying to say if we legalize gay marriage, we won't have to legalize polygamy, she says, well, it's barely even legal to get gay married in the U.S. anyway, and it's not legal anywhere to get, you know, married polyamorously. So
that makes no fucking sense.
It doesn't make any sense, because the whole point is you want to legalize gay marriage.
That's
so you
the
can't
point.
Then turn around and say, well, we don't have to legalize polygamy because it's illegal. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
That makes no sense. It's a circle argument.
Fucking retard. Kind
of like the forums.
And she's so dumb. And it's really aggravating. And I'm sure they picked her on purpose to have on the show because they knew she was an idiot.
Probably, yeah.
The reason that we won't have to make polygamy legal if we make gay marriage legal is just that they're separate issues. Honestly, I'm okay with making polygamy legal because I don't give a fuck who you want to marry. Marriage is a made-up institution
anyway.
It's all
made up.
All marriage is a public declaration that you are going to stay with this person for the rest of your life. And we don't even stick to that. So who cares?
Yeah.
Marry whoever you want. I don't care. I think marriage is kind of dumb anyway. So whatever. Just do what you want. But there's more.
More.
Not a massive
right,
movement going mainstream to allow polygamy
Carson,
to go.
And
30 years ago, we didn't think we'd be where we are today.
But Carson's
so
right, though. You have to change the law to include the polygamy people
that's
there.
Hoover
and that
right.
would be
I mean,
absolutely
sorry.
Ridiculous if that happened.
Why?
Because this is a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that we even have a name for this, now we're going to...
There's a show, Big
gonna,
Love. Have
gonna,
you seen
no,
that show?
It's about Mormons!
But we're going to shame the word marriage now by calling it a triad. Give me a break.
It's about Mormons. Well, it is about Mormons, but it's called Big Love because it's about polygamy. It's... Stupid bitch, you are not winning your argument in the least. Like, nobody watching this video could turn and say, man, that chick was so right. Bill got schooled.
No fucking way.
He's a fucking idiot. It's about Mormons.
Yeah, this is painful to listen to.
It doesn't even matter what group is advocating polygamy. The issue is polygamy.
Yeah, that's not the point.
Like, if Jews all of a sudden were like, I want the right to burn churches.
Yeah.
The issue wouldn't be, you know, that it's Jews that want to do it. The issue would be, is it legal to burn churches? And of course it's not legal to burn churches. That's
yeah.
ridiculous.
Beth, they're in love. They're in love, Carson. How can you deny?
No, but you know what?
Look at this guy. He loves all of those women.
In their personal life. That is up to them with their personal
life.
But
you're denying them equal rights.
No, yeah, exactly. I care when the government and I care when the private businesses of this world are going to be paying for everything with regard to this. I do.
All
because
right.
who's going to be
but
next?
You disagree.
Paying for
what
everything?
The fuck?
In what regard are...
What are they paying for?
Are the government and private businesses going to be paying for everything? I guess... I know there are tax benefits to being married.
Yeah, that's...
So I can see how
potential
the...
Potential loss, though.
How... Yeah, well, I can see how the government stands to maybe lose out a little bit, but I don't see how private companies are going to be losing money because more people are getting married. I don't... See how
I don't
that's
see
a
the connection.
Thing. If anything, I would think that with a lot of private corporations, this would boost their business because they could start targeting gay couples as a target demographic. You could start selling things like targeted for gay weddings or, you know, that kind of thing. Like, and you could, you know, and polygamy, you could start having like targeting products to polygamists. Like,
yeah, it'd only be a benefit. That's kind of that's a new and interesting way of looking at it.
I don't see, maybe somebody can explain to me how this would be a cost.
Where's the loss there? Yeah, and it's a potential loss because say everybody is single in America, you know, you don't get that much of a tax break or whatever, but then you get married, you get the tax break, okay, and they've assigned that. That's how the government operates.
And to be honest, I think we pay way more taxes than we should anyway. I'm not like some kind of crazy hippie that thinks we shouldn't pay any taxes and that the government should completely stay out of our business. But we pay taxes on fucking everything. Like, you already tax my income. Isn't that enough?
Yeah.
If I buy a house,
a shitload.
If you buy a house outright, you have to pay on it for the rest of your life because you have to pay property taxes. That's retarded.
Yep. Pretty much everything you do, you're paying taxes.
If I
just
had
to function in society.
If I walked up to somebody who was selling a house and bought it with cash, I would still have to pay on it for the rest of my life. That's stupid.
Yeah. Bullshit.
I don't buy into the slippery slope argument at all.
You'd let everybody do whatever they want.
That's the slippery slope argument. That's if you allow one thing to happen, then another thing, then another thing.
You would let everybody get married who want to get married. You want to marry a turtle, you can.
Due process. I'm going to abide by the law.
You're not going to abide by the law. You're talking about legalizing gay marriage. At that point, you would abide by the law, but you're talking about changing the law.
And fucking O'Reilly, Bill, dude, the turtle thing. Hey, listen. That's not consensual. Don't bring that shit into this argument.
Yeah, look,
fucking straw man.
If turtles could talk and you could say, hey, turtle, want to get married? And the turtle could say, why, yes, I think that's an excellent idea. Then I would say, go ahead and marry a fucking turtle. What do I care? But they can't. They can't consent. And therefore, you can't marry a turtle. That's stupid.
It's so ridiculous.
And honestly, why would you want to marry a turtle? I mean, I've never gotten a boner looking at a turtle.
Any kind of non-consenting animal.
But hey, I don't care what you do as long as you're not hurting anybody. And if the turtle said okay, that'd be fine with me.
Yeah.
Fucking Bill O'Reilly, what an idiot. That's like saying if we legalize gay marriage, we have to legalize rape.
Well, they're both things, so. They're both things. Bill O'Reilly, he's known for this kind of shit. He's the king of the straw man.
He's a douche. He's the king of the douches. But anyway.
Yeah, he is. But anyway. Continue.
If the law says I can marry a turtle, I'll marry a turtle.
So you would,
last time I checked,
no, but you gotta, take a stand.
Doesn't allow me to marry.
You gotta take
a
stand.
Last time I checked, we were a Judeo-Christian culture. You're killing your own argument, you stupid bitch. Last time I checked, we were a Judeo-Christian culture, which is kind of erroneous to begin with. That might be the dominant culture in America, but it is not. We are not a Judeo-Christian society.
Yeah,
a whole.
Yeah, and she's talking about the law. That's not.
Secondly, Judeo-Christian culture says that gays can't get married. Stupid. So, last time I checked, you can't marry a turtle, because last time I checked, we were a Judeo-Christian society who says you can't marry a turtle.
Yeah, and last time I checked, according to those facts, gays shouldn't be able to be married in the first place.
So exactly.
There goes your argument.
God, I hate this bitch.
This fucking cunt.
You would be for then putting the umbrella over all groups.
I am for what the law says. I do not support polygamy.
No, I don't support polygamy.
I support two people, couples, marriages.
Okay. But then you have to explain why two and not three.
And then you don't call it marriage anymore. Then it's not marriage anymore.
You have to explain why two and not three.
I hate agreeing with Bill O'Reilly. I don't agree that then you can't call it marriage anymore, because marriage is just some stupid arbitrary thing.
And it's made up, yes.
But I agree with Bill O'Reilly. Then you have to explain why two and not three. You do. You do have to at that point. Say, okay, well, we just redefined marriage, so why can't we redefine it again?
Yep.
And if you have a valid argument, then you can say, well, this is why. But you don't, and you haven't even tried to come up with one.
Because we're a Judeo-Christian society, and they're Mormons, which are actually, Christians, fuck.
shit.
Marriage is only between two people.
Okay.
Because I think that the crux of our foundation of our culture depends
on
two
but not
people.
Three.
Yes.
Okay.
The foundation of our culture
depends on two-person marriages. Man, if we never even invented marriage, our culture would have gotten to the exact same point. Except that maybe we'd be a little more tolerant, because we don't have this religious, pseudo-religious label to apply to it. Because marriage isn't necessarily a religious union. It's just that certain religious people see it that way.
Yeah.
But people have been getting married all over the place for thousands of years for reasons unrelated to religion, reasons related to religion. It's not necessarily a religious thing.
And how do you argue a point, a thought, or an opposing idea and forget what the fuck you're talking about?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Yeah, it's like she came there. I don't know what they were talking about before, so maybe that's not all they were talking about. But she's sitting there defending gay marriage and then completely forgets that she's defending gay marriage.
Completely.
And starts attacking polygamy. And her arguments that attack polygamy also apply to gay marriage.
Yeah, it sounds to me she went into the argument not, you know, completely believing in what she was arguing for.
I don't know this woman. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she was like, maybe this was just a debate where she was taking an issue that she didn't agree with, but it sounded like
pretty passionate about it.
It sounded like she believed that gay marriage should be legalized.
Yeah.
And then she went ahead and tore herself to shreds.
This cunt hole, yeah. Destroyed her argument. Has no idea how, and she's like pushing it further. They're going, and fucking Bill O'Reilly, this is the worst possible scenario. the worst guy to argue with if you're going to forget about what you were arguing for. I mean, come on.
I understand, like, if you're on TV, you can get nervous and forget your points. You can get flustered. But she, it's not like she just, like, was like, she was making points against her own case.
Yeah, blabbermouth, cunt hole.
Retard. All of them. Oh, man. Well, I don't really have much else to say about that because basically I just think she's a retard. And I already explained why. So,
yeah. I think we covered that. Moving on.
Well, in more religious news, a student recently got his teacher fired. He sued. I think, did he sue the school or did he sue the teacher specifically? I assume
pretty
he sued
sure
the
it's the school. School, yeah. They're unionized.
He got his teacher fired because his teacher called creationism superstitious nonsense.
Yeah, amongst other things. He's a history teacher, this teacher guy.
So we got another audio clip to play about that.
Yeah.
Boy, is this one of the top stories on FoxNation.com. A teenager wins a lawsuit against a teacher who described creationism as, quote, superstitious nonsense. This is James Corbett, a history teacher at Capistrano Valley High School in California. Chad Farnan is the student who says he caught Corbett on tape bashing religion and conservatives. Here is a sampling of what James Corbett said.
Okay, and I'm going to have to read this because you can't make out the audio at all.
Yeah, you can't hear that shit. So
what the audio clip said was, conservatives don't want women to avoid pregnancies. That's interfering with God's work. You got to stay pregnant, barefoot, and in the kitchen and have babies until your body collapses. And that's the news. That's not O'Reilly and Hannity. Those people are just liars. So that was the clip.
Well, joining us now is the student who sued and won. That's Chad Farnan and also Chad's attorney, Robert Tyler. He's also general counsel for Advocates for Faith and Freedom. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, Chad, what we just heard was apparently just the tip of the iceberg of what you were subjected to in your class. You caught 20 examples of this teacher saying offensive things on tape. Let's play yet another one for our audience and then get you to respond. Take a listen.
Okay.
Again, I'm going to have to read this because it's shitty, shitty quality. So what the teacher said this time was, how do you get the peasants to oppose something that's in their best interest? Religion. You have to have something that is irrational to counter the rational approach. When you put on your Jesus glasses, you just can't see the truth.
When you put on your Jesus glasses, you can't see the truth. Chad, you're a devout Christian. What was it like sitting in that class while your teacher was spouting this?
Well, it was just plain shocking that someone I'm supposed to have so much respect for, my teacher, would have such a clear agenda to bash Christianity, which happened to be my religion.
Okay, we've got yet another example. In fact, we've got dozens and dozens, but we highlighted a couple. Here is another where your professor is talking about the presence or lack thereof of God. He says, quote, Aristotle was a physicist, he said, no movement with the movers, and he argued that there sort of has to be a God. Of course, that's nonsense. This is the teacher. I mean, that's what you call deductive reasoning, and you hear it all the time with people who say, well, if all of this makes sense, makes up the universe is here, something must have created it. Faulty logic, very faulty logic. Chad, this is a European history professor. What place does it have in your classroom?
It has no place in the classroom. He'd talk about European history and just add his little snippets in and out, just his little comments, his rude comments about Christianity.
Actually, it kind of does have a place in a European history class because religion played a big part in European history depending on when you're talking about and where you're talking about. Like, if you're talking about Britain right now, religion is kind of on the decline, or it was. It might be kind of on the rise again from what I've been hearing. But
Okay. But
in the past, like the Crusades, you know, like, and religious persecution, and religion does play a part in European history.
It does play a part.
Especially back in the day when pretty much everyone was religious, a lot of horrible, horrible deeds were committed under the name of religion. People, like he said, how do you get the peasants to oppose something that's in their best interest? Religion. Well, that's true. That can absolutely be used as a tool by authority to get the peasants to go along with something.
Yeah, but as a teacher, he shouldn't really bring this kind of shit up in a classroom because that kind of shit has its place, right or wrong. You know, take a step back. This is wrong. This is right. You know, you have no place for that kind of shit in a classroom. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, I wouldn't mind having this teacher. He's kind of a cool guy, but.
Well, I could see a lot of people saying, you know, we're supposed to have a separation of church and state, and the school is a state institution, and this wasn't a religion class anyway, even if there wasn't a separation of church and state, so he shouldn't have been talking about this. Rah, 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 rah. Well, the fact of the matter is, people who believe in religion are crazy. And you can't respect crazy. You cannot expect a teacher to sit back and go, oh, that's okay if you believe in craziness. No, that's cool. You like, if he had brought up some kind of biological theory that some kid in the class disagreed with, he'd be fine, even though it wasn't related to the course material. But because it was religion, religion has this special protection. Religion is crazy, and it needs to go away. And I don't advocate, like, violent aggression towards the religious or anything like that. I don't advocate the stamping out of religion, but you...
But again, that's his opinion, and it should stay out of the
classroom. I disagree. I think he should absolutely be allowed to state his opinions.
For all, you know, opinions can be included, but when you're totally bashing one opinion, I'm taking this a step back, because what if it went the other way around and he was religious and he was bashing atheists?
What I'm saying is, it's not even a matter of opinion. Like, religion is wrong. Whether you believe it or not is irrelevant. It's wrong. You're wrong. So I don't have to respect your irrational wrong beliefs. I don't have to tiptoe around you because you believe in fairies. And I don't care. It's not an opinion. It's not an opinion to say that religion is superstitious nonsense. It is superstitious nonsense. And that's how I feel about it.
But yeah, again, well, I do feel it is an opinion, because obviously you can believe one way or the other. It doesn't matter if it's crazy or not, but it shouldn't go to that kind of extreme. And again, I'm thinking on, you know, the retrospect. But I'm also taking into consideration, you know, science class in general, that is pretty much, you know, going against everything Christianity and religion, you know, is based on. So why aren't kids, you know, suing the school district for that, for being offended?
They do. The schools do get attacked for teaching evolution. That's the big one.
Evolution.
All
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's always in contest somewhere. Someone is always saying we shouldn't have to teach evolution, and if we're going to teach evolution, we should teach intelligent design as an alternative theory. Well, intelligent design is not a theory by any kind of scientific standards. It's just retarded.
Yeah.
It's there's all this shit here, so somebody had to put it here, right? That's basically the whole idea. Everything's so complex, somebody had to design it, because if I throw a bunch of rocks in the woods, they won't make themselves into a refrigerator. What? That's stupid. I saw a guy arguing that evolution has to be false, because if evolution wasn't false, at some point we would have seen the spontaneous generation of life in a jar of peanut butter. That doesn't make any sense in any kind of scientific way. But they want this shit taught in schools aside evolution. I don't think saying that religion is superstitious nonsense is an opinion. If I said to you that I fully believe that walking under a ladder will give you bad luck, and you are fucked if you walk under a ladder or break a mirror or get your path crossed by a black cat.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That's
and
crazy.
You're a teacher, and you say to me, that's superstitious nonsense.
Yeah.
You cannot sue me for that, because it's not an opinion. You're an idiot. It's a fact that that's not true.
But I do believe everyone is entitled to the right to be crazy.
You're entitled to your right to be crazy, but you're not entitled to your right to deny me of employment because you're crazy. You can't. You can't say, because I'm right and you're wrong, but you're crazy, that I have to not say things. That's wrong. I understand that under current law, he was wrong, because there is a separation of church and state.
Yes.
Under current law. So I understand why he got fired, because he did get fired, but I don't think he should have.
Yeah. And I think the whole suing thing is ridiculous in general. Like, when people are in the wrong, or, you know, something comes along where someone's offended or some, you know, whatever, and people go out and sue them for it, what ultimately is going to happen to create a solution? Give me money, please.
Yeah, well, yeah, a lot of times they didn't actually specify in here, I don't think, if the student was awarded damages or if they just got the teacher fired. But a lot of times when people sue, they sue for money.
Suing for money. How's that going to solve anything?
And sometimes it makes sense.
Isn't that bullshit?
If you lost something as a result of whatever it is you're suing for, if you lost something that could be given a monetary value, then it makes sense to sue for damages.
Okay.
But a lot of times people just sue for damages and they get money.
They get offended and they sue and they get money, and how does that solve anything?
It has nothing to do with anything.
But nothing to do with it.
There's more to this audio clip, so I should play it.
Do it.
God, so it was just, it had no place in the classroom.
Robert, I want to bring you in because Chad ended up going to court over all of these things that his teacher said. Of the 20 examples that Chad presented to this judge named Judge James Selna, the judge only found one truly objectionable and said that that was in violation of Chad's rights, and Chad then actually won the lawsuit. What was that one that the judge thought was objectionable, and why only one?
Well, first of all, what the judge was looking at in this one particular comment upon which he ruled in our favor was the comment that, referring to creationism as superstitious nonsense, religious superstitious nonsense. And the court ruled in our favor on that particular item, hung its hat on that quote. It's a 100% victory for us. There are numerous other statements. We have hours and hours of audio tapes that Chad recorded because he was trying to just simply get prepared for this class. You know, the court, as so often they do, they went to great lengths to try to justify so much of what was said. But, you know, this is, it's kind of crazy in this day and age when we're having so many problems with the economy. I think these teachers should be sticking to what they're supposed to be teaching, reading, writing, arithmetic, and in this case, European history.
Right. Robert, clearly a violation of First Amendment rights here. Chad, I want to get back.
How is this a violation of First Amendment rights?
That confuses me, too.
If anything, and it's not because of the current laws, but if anything, this is a violation of the teacher's First Amendment rights. Because the First Amendment right is the right to free speech.
How is the student a victim here?
At least under the First Amendment. Right. Yeah, how is the student...
That makes no fucking sense. But
plus, when you're in school, because it's a private institution, or not a private institution, but a public institution, and it's a government institution, when you're on school property, you have no rights. That's the gist of
that's
it. You
true.
Don't have First Amendment rights. They can tell you to, if you have an offensive t-shirt on, they can tell you to take it off, turn it inside out, they can send you home. You don't have rights.
These motherfuckers, yeah.
So even if it was a violation of his First Amendment rights, it still isn't. But if anything, it's a violation of the teacher's First Amendment rights because he was the one that was saying things and now lost his job because of it. So, whatever.
But yeah, they have certain rules, obviously. And, you know, they take away, you know, freedoms from the students, but they're also, the teachers are given rules, you know. And I don't think the guy should have been fired. If anything, the guy's my hero. He's a great guy. But again, I stand on the point that certain things, you know, like if you want to debate shit and get into stuff, you know, that will allow society to prosper, you know, in certain ways, you know, just get in the grit and debate shit, argue it out and whatnot. But when he's just up there and not allowing debate and he's just stating his opinion, who are you to say who's right and wrong?
Well, we don't know if he was allowing debate or not. We don't know if he was allowing people to if he was having a discussion or not, because they're only playing him talking.
Yeah, that's true.
It may have been a class discussion. This student in particular who sued may have been talking to the teacher at the time about this. We don't know.
We don't know. And I don't think he should have been fired. That's bullshit. Absolute bullshit.
To you, what is it you're looking for in this lawsuit? What do you hope to accomplish?
I'm just hoping that all kids know that they have the right in the classroom, that the teachers have no right to discriminate against any religion, no matter what students believe. And students don't have a union like teachers do. When a teacher does something bad, the union's right behind them. But unlike the teachers, students, they have to stand up for themselves. And it's extremely hard to get teachers fired because of the teacher union. So,
okay. He didn't discriminate against you based on your religion. Like I said, we don't know if you were talking to the teacher or not. He might not have even known that you were a Christian. Secondly, if he were discriminating on you based on your religion, he would have been taking some kind of action against you based on your religion. Like, for example, he could have graded you unfairly on a test because he knew you were a Christian. But that's not what he was doing. He was just saying things.
Yeah.
That's not discrimination. That's just talking.
That's what I'm hoping.
And Chad, you know, as Dave points out, this was supposed to be a European history class. You ended up getting a lesson in constitutional law when you brought your lawsuit. What do you take away from this whole experience?
Well, I know a lot about law, like you said, but it really helped me realize that teachers out there all over the place are doing this, and kids have no, like, they don't know their rights like I know now. So I'm hoping that kids can see this and, you know, say, hey, my teacher's not doing something right, and they can stand up for themselves.
Well, I hope there are fewer teachers out there like James Corbett, and maybe James Selna, the judge, took a lesson from this as well. We appreciate you guys being here, Robert Tyler and Chad Farnan. It's a great story, and it's a courageous battle that you're fighting. We appreciate your time this morning.
Good for you, Chad.
Thank you.
Yeah, real fucking courageous. It's a courageous battle. I'm sure it took a lot of courage. Yeah,
fuck this kid. Fuck him. He's, you know, talking about how he hopes that other students can stand up and, you know, exercise their rights. What rights did the teacher have? Absolutely none. They took his right away.
I just hope that students, their rights. I don't even know what to say.
I think we got it across, yeah.
I'm pretty agitated about the whole thing.
I am too.
Like, maybe he should have kept his big mouth. I mean, if he did the smart thing, the teacher would have kept his big mouth shut, because he should have known that he could get in trouble for this. But I still think...
He shouldn't have to.
I still think, yeah, he shouldn't have to.
But at the same time, yeah, I don't know, the whole classroom thing. It, you know, there's a place for certain things. And I can't help but think in retrospect, if the guy was up there talking about Christianity and how it's the only way, the right way, the best way, I'd be offended, you know.
But that's different, because that is advocating mysticism. That is teaching someone your own made up bullshit. That's not what he was doing. He was talking about religion and how it's nonsense, which is true.
That you make a good point, yeah.
Anyway. Cheerios, according to the FDA, is a drug.
Check this shit out.
Basically, because Cheerios claims on its box that it helps lower cholesterol.
They've been that's their
big promotion right now.
That's
their big campaign is, we will lower your cholesterol. Eat Cheerios. Well, according to the FDA, because they're making this claim, that because they're selling Cheerios as like a treatment for high cholesterol.
Yeah, and in a certain amount of days, yeah, you will lower your
cholesterol. The FDA says that it has to be considered a drug. and not only that, but it has to be considered a new drug because it hasn't been evaluated as a drug. So Cheerios has to either pull their product or pull that marketing campaign. Now, it seems obvious to me that they're going to pull that marketing campaign.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll take it to court and fight for it. But
they should, because...
I think it's funny and kind of ridiculous, but at the same time, it sort of makes sense. Like, they are making claims that a drug would make. Like, this will lower your cholesterol.
You know how many foods out there are going to get fucked?
I don't really.
You're losing rights. Like, say your shit works and you got people that can prove it because you didn't go through the FDA and they didn't approve it. It's, you know, they can come after you and say you're promoting a drug. Fuck you.
I don't know exactly how that works, because there are all kinds of products that claim to do certain things.
Yeah.
And like, you see the ads on TV and in small print at the bottom of the screen, it'll say, this has not been evaluated by the FDA, which usually means it doesn't work.
Erectile dysfunction pills?
Yeah, male enhancement pills,
yeah, yeah.
And there's all kinds of like homeopathic treatments that people will use, which is like alternative medicine. They don't work at all.
Yeah, why isn't the FDA, you know, going after them? Their whole ad campaign is based on bullshit.
There's all kinds of nutritional supplements that don't have anything to do with anything. They don't do what they say they do, but they haven't been evaluated by the FDA. Maybe Cheerios just needs to put this statement hasn't been evaluated by the FDA on their box. I don't know.
That's probably what will be the outcome. So
I assume they'll just pull that from their ad campaign and
it's
maybe take it to court.
It's their whole ad campaign, though.
People aren't going to stop buying Cheerios because it doesn't say it'll lower your cholesterol.
That's true.
So it's not that big of a deal. But
yeah, it's one of their big, yeah. Working in grocery, I've been in grocery for a while, and every week they come out with a new logo on the box, and it's always advocating lowering cholesterol. So,
well, there's a yeah,
it's like their whole campaign.
Well, there's a difference between saying like something is low in fat and saying it will lower your cholesterol, like there's
in a certain amount of days by this percentage, possibly.
But
then the people out there that are claiming, you know, your dick will get bigger.
Yeah, that
should be under attack as well.
That's got to be nonsense. Either it's nonsense or it's a very temporary increase in size that's very small. And
they get away with it.
It's probably because of some kind of adverse effect, like there's some kind of swelling or something going on. But
yeah,
Another thing I'm not sure about is I think the Cheerios has done studies like to prove that it will help lower your cholesterol, but I don't know if the studies were done just by Cheerios, then, you know, who fucking knows?
Yeah.
Because it's real easy to cherry pick results and say this product does this when you're the one doing the study.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really care either way, because unless Cheerios raises your cholesterol, I don't really give a fuck if they're saying it lowers it.
I'm pissed because they're picking on Cheerios, and there's so much garbage out there that's just full of shit in their campaigns. Where's the justice there?
Yeah. Well, I guess Cheerios, maybe they're trying to make an example out of Cheerios. I don't know, because Cheerios is a big fucking deal.
Cheerios, we'll pick on them first.
I'm kind of surprised that they didn't know that they couldn't do this.
And what if it's true? I mean, still, they're going to, like, make them modify their shit, even if the studies were true?
Well, the only thing I can see happening is that Cheerios will have to either remove it from their packaging,
yeah,
or they'll go to court and fight it, and maybe they'll be able to win. I don't see them getting it evaluated as a drug and marketing it as a drug. So
it's ridiculous.
They're either going to they're almost definitely going to take it off the box, at least in the short term, and then maybe they'll fight it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, General Mills is a big company. We'll see where this goes.
I wonder if we'll even hear more about it. It's
probably
such a
not.
Ridiculous story.
I want to follow up on that, not in the show, but just for personal reasons, because it's very interesting, obviously.
Speaking of stupid food shit. You know those people who promote, like, organically grown food?
The biggest conspiracy on the planet.
Well, for one thing, I get annoyed with people who talk about organic produce, because all produce is organic.
You know they have
fucking retards.
They have organic, like, health and beauty items.
It's all organic. It's all organic. All bananas are organic. I don't care how you grew it. It's organic, unless it's a synthetic banana. But anyway, basically the big deal with organic foods is that they don't use
pesticides.
They don't use different chemicals, and one of the big ones being pesticides.
Yeah.
And as a result of not using pesticides, it's harder to grow. It takes longer to grow the same amount of crop, and it's more likely to be infested with bugs. And because it takes so much longer and it's so much harder to grow, it ends up costing a boatload more.
Yeah.
Well, there were these people who made these stickers that say, "Now slower and with more bugs." And they were intended to go on, they were intended to be humorous, and they were intended to go on, like, software packages. Like, you could wander in through Best Buy and start slipping these stickers on copies of Windows, you know? "Now slower and with more bugs." Get it? It's a joke.
Get it?
But these, I was reading this story, and at first I thought they were making fun of organic produce, because I saw this picture of an eggplant with a sticker on it that says, "Now slower and with more bugs." And the headline said, "Now slower with more bug stickers are good for organic produce."
Yeah.
So at first I thought it was like, get it? Because they grow slower and they have more bugs, and that's a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a bad thing.
I read the article, and it turns out no. These are being put on produce as a joke by people who grow organic produce.
Yeah, they're promoting
they're claiming,
organic
they're
foods.
Claiming it's a good thing that they're grown slower and with more bugs. I don't get it.
I don't.
How is that a positive?
That's a bad joke.
Even if you're anti-pesticides, how is it a positive that your food grows slower and with more bugs?
Yeah, bad campaign there. You fucking idiots.
And pesticides, for the most part, they're not really harmful. I mean, if they were, if there's a harmful pesticide being used, then sure, advocate its replacement with a non-harmful pesticide. But that's not what they're doing. They're saying we should never use pesticides, period, because we're fucking crazy-ass hippies.
And all this shit is on the fucking shelves, you know, organic this and that. Everything is just becoming, you know, this organic explosion.
It's a marketing
explosion.
Gimmick.
Yeah, who are they to say, how can they prove that it is organic?
I can charge twice as much for a bunch of bananas if I claim that they're organically grown, and stupid, dumb hipsters will buy them.
Yeah.
Stupid vegans will buy all this shit because
they're not going through the FDA, are they?
Somehow they think they're a better person for doing this. I'm sure they must be somehow.
But
it's the Food and Drug Administration. I'm sure they've had to submit some kind of review. I don't know how that works exactly.
Are they out, you know, how do you tell, testing a product? Are they there, you know, when the company's making their shit?
They must come to visit the fields or something. I don't know.
Oh, man. But yeah, can you talk about that? Let's talk about that website you found the other day.
Oh, yeah. Textsfromlastnight.com.
Explain what this is.
All it is, well, the tagline is, "Remember that text you shouldn't have sent last night?" We do. And I guess what people do is they submit text messages from their phone. Like, if you've been out partying or whatever.
Yeah, you get that.
And you check your text messages the next day.
They're always retarded. Yeah.
And you got these retarded messages. So you submit them to this website, and it's just a big, long list of people's stupid text messages from the night before. And you know, some of them are kind of lame, but a lot of them are pretty funny. Like, let's see.
What do we got?
Well, right here on the main page at the moment, we've got this one says, 1, call me if you need anything. 2, if you get tag teamed, I want details. So that's pretty good. What else we got? I feel like our house is getting pulled over. I guess they're having a house party and the cops showed up. I like this one. They just came back. I guess we're going to go get dinner means we're going to fuck for 5 minutes at the Little League field. And then this one.
So good.
Sometimes it's the sent message and the response. So this one is, why did I make a hit list last night containing only McDonald's? And the response was, you tried to order a margarita McFlurry, and when they said they didn't make those, you tried to call 911.
That's some good shit.
This one says, he started to lick my mole thinking it was my nipple. There's a dog humping me and I'm not going to stop it. I really need to get laid.
Oh, man.
I'm currently Googling how to make a dress out of a trash bag. It's going to be a great night.
See, I don't get this kind of stupid shit. I get dumb shit, but it's never legible at all. But this stuff's pretty damn good.
Why did I save someone in my phone as corn dildo? I like that one. So,
good shit. Yeah, what is that website?
Textsfromlastnight.com.
That's great. Check it out. It's funny.
Yeah. should we play our voicemails from this week?
Let's do it.
We got a few this week. Yay.
Thank God. Yeah.
Of course, we got 3 and 2 of them were from Austin Trees. But that's good. That's good. Thank you, Austin.
He's still the man.
So, here we go.
Hey guys, it's Austin. I didn't call us. We got another buff to say, so why call if I'm gonna just, you know, throw my dick around? Actually, I wanted to make a comment about the forum thing. For the website, I don't give a shit. I'm not a forum person. I think only it tends to be only the wonderful people of the world that I don't like talking to who want to get on a forum and talk about shit. But as for going to forums, I know you don't want to do it. That shit's funny. I don't know. The people who are on those things are so fucking retarded that it's just hilarious that the fact that they just don't understand what the fuck they're talking about or any of that other shit. And I think you should do more of it because it makes for a good, entertaining podcast. Yeah.
Okay. I agree with you in general about forums tending to be kind of a haven for retards.
Yeah, that was always in the back of my mind.
That's why I don't typically post in them and why I should have known better than to post this last time. And I'm glad you seem to have enjoyed the whole reading of the forum posts because I was really concerned that was going to be kind of boring. And I'm sure it was to some people.
Yeah, if you've been there, you know never to do it again.
But as far as our forum goes, if we got one, I think the majority of people listening to this show probably would have left already out of, you know, being offended if they were that kind of douchebag. So
I think
if we got a forum going and people actually started using it, I think it could be a good place for discussion. I just don't know if people want to use it or not.
Yeah.
And we really didn't get any input aside from Austin Trees. And I guess I think Aileen sent you an email, but he really didn't talk about it much.
Just said it'd be cool. Yeah. But in the back of my mind the entire time, I was thinking, you know, I don't know. Forums.
I would like to get one. I just don't know if people would use it. That's all I'm worried about. Like, even if you use it to post douchebag things, at least you're using it. But I don't know if people would. Because, the comments haven't been as frequent as they have been in the past, and that's fine. But, you know, if you're not commenting on the show, then what's the likelihood that you're going to show up in the forum? So,
yeah.
We got another one from Austin.
Another one?
Hey, guys, it's Austin. I just got the stickers. And the wonderful little note about the double corn says Metallica rules. I think this solidifies the fact that you guys have got to be one of the best podcasts out there. this is
quite funny. But I don't know if I agree with double corn, and maybe it should be a dicorn, considering carbon dioxide, the di stands for two. So dicorn shouldn't be talking about Metallica rules unless it's in past tense and it's talking about the 90s only. So that's just my little thought about it. But thanks for the bumper stickers. These will go to good use later.
Yeah, thanks for that, Austin. It's nice to hear that you got your stickers.
Got the stickers. I was worried.
The whole double corn Metallica rules thing he was talking about was I drew a picture on a piece of notebook paper with a crayon, and it was a picture of a unicorn with two horns.
Two horns.
I can't remember it that well now. Was he playing a snare drum? What was he doing?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He was playing a snare drum, and there was a fish and a cat holding hands watching him play. And it said at the top, it said, double corn says Metallica rules. And then underneath it said something like, and I can't really remember specifically, but I think it said something like, double corn is an idiot. He performs for interspecies couples. I mean, come on, for real, who does that? And then I signed my name.
Yeah, for one, we gave it to Austin because he ordered more stickers than the rest of you.
And he calls in all the time.
Yeah.
But as far as the double corn should have been called a dicorn because it's like carbon dioxide, there's two oxygens. Well, carbon monoxide is when there's one, and it's called a unicorn, not a monocorn. So maybe it should have been called a bicorn. But that was sort of part of the joke.
And the Metallica corn thing, yeah.
And Metallica, unless Metallica he met in the early 90s.
Past tense, he suggested, yeah, he should have put it in past tense.
Well, I said double corn was an idiot. What do you want from me?
It's meant to be hilarious.
We got another voicemail from our friend John.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, A-Chat. This is John Cassane. I'm 29 years old, which means that I was listening to country music the other day. That's what you do. You'll see. And I heard the song that started something like this. I don't need no bag of clothes, a ring through my nose to tell me who I am. I'm a country boy. Which is bad news in a couple of ways. What's interesting to me, though, is that it's indicative of the same kind of ghetto mentality you see in hip-hop. And I'm using the term ghetto advisedly here. There's the same sense of both aggrieved marginalization and self-imposed marginalization in, say, I'm a black ass nigga, got my finger on the trigger. You know, Escalades and pickup trucks, Louis Vuitton and Levi's. The problem with us, is that it always implies of them. The reason I'm bringing all this up is because it ties in with what Kyle was saying the other day when he said,
and he hangs up.
Yeah. John is a friend of ours in person. And so when I heard this message, I contacted him and I said, dude, your message got cut off. And he said, no, actually, I just couldn't think of anything else to say. So I hung up. So I don't know if he was going anywhere with that or not.
Yeah, he brought up a very good point.
Yeah. It kind of sounded like he had written it down, although knowing John, I don't think he did.
Oh, John's cool. I wouldn't say that about John.
Well, it's not necessarily not cool to write down what you're going to say before you call in, but I just the way he said it, it kind of sounds like he was reading from a page, but I don't think
I wouldn't hold that shit against him.
I didn't say I was holding it against him.
That's true. Even if people did that, I don't care.
No, that'd be fine. If you're nervous and you need to write it down ahead of time, that's fine.
If you're nervous, it's...
If anything, that might make it funnier, because like, I know some people have a hard time reading things and making it sound natural, so... Hello, Idge Hat. My name is Aileen, and I have been listening to your show from the very beginning, and, you know, that kind of stuff. It could be good. But thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, it is interesting. Like, you've got I'm a black-ass nigga, got my finger on the trigger.
On the one hand, yeah.
On the one hand, and I don't need no bag of clothes.
Piercings in my nose.
They're both kind of, I don't know if this is exactly what you were getting at, but in a way, they're both kind of self-segregating mentalities.
Yeah.
And neither one is necessarily, you know, better than the other, but both of them think that they're, like, neither one of them likes the other. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't really, because you didn't finish your thought, I don't really have a whole lot to say about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was referring to, like, the language episode.
Yeah, I don't know, because...
But who's to say?
When I called, I don't know if he even had an example of what I said, because that's where he hung up. But
John, dude, next time you call, just go with it. Even if you fuck up, it's no big deal.
I bet they didn't, but I wonder if the mics just picked up that thunder. It's fucking storming outside.
We got a storm outside. Severe thunderstorm.
Just for the record, I am sick as a dog right now. I've been sick for the last 2 days.
Allergies.
So if I sound tired or something like that, like if the show is maybe a little bit boring, it's my fault.
Because, oh, shut up.
No, for real. Because awesome, I thought about maybe not even recording tonight, but really? I was like, well, if I didn't record tonight, we'd have to do it tomorrow.
It'd probably be even worse.
And if
worse
I didn't feel
tomorrow.
Better tomorrow, then yeah, you know, so hopefully I'll feel better by next week. I don't usually stay sick for very long.
I hope you feel better.
It's just a head cold, but you can probably hear it in my voice.
Yeah. That sucks. I'm sorry, dude.
We didn't get a whole lot in the way of comments this week.
But we did get a lot of fans on the Facebook page.
Yeah, we're up to, last time I checked, we were up to 61.
61,
which,
dude,
you know, isn't anything astronomical, but it's going up all the time, and I like to see that. So
yeah, so if you're discouraged, you know, from becoming a fan, I don't know why you'd be, you know, go for it.
I've seen a lot of faces in there that are people that I don't know at all.
I have no idea who they are.
So that's really cool. And I imagine part of that's because some of you have been telling your friends about it. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
And so keep doing that.
A lot of interesting photos.
I know
I've seen.
Aileen got the stickers too, right?
Oh, yeah. She got them. He got them.
Fucking
A. Dude, this whole week.
Aileen doesn't know this, but when we talk in private, every week, once in a while, you know, certain listeners will come up. And Aileen will come up
because
he comments
a lot.
I
got an email.
And Orion will talk about Aileen, and he will refer to him still as a she, just because the name still sounds like a girl's name to him.
Yeah, it's a hot name for a chick. I don't know. It turns me on every time.
Didn't Aileen say that I looked gay?
Yeah.
Aileen has been emailing Orion exclusively. Orion is apparently Aileen's favorite.
Yeah, strictly me.
Aileen has been emailing Orion. And
I told you, Aileen, I would bring this shit up.
And he said he looked at our picture, and he said the one on the left, which is Orion, looked badass.
Because they got the plugs.
The one
the
on
bandana.
The right looked kind of gay. Which
he wasn't sure who was who. But
so are you the gay one or the badass one?
Yeah.
I guess I'm the gay one. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that.
Aileen,
I can be the gay one.
Hey, fuck you. Because Kyle's the badass. He's got the beard. He's got the cigarette in hand. Sunglasses. What the fuck? If I were looking at that photo, you know, from his standpoint, I'd think you were the more badass one.
Yeah. See, now who's gay? He's defending his man.
I look like the fag. Bandana douchebag here.
What else? Oh, we got a comment from a new listener on the video game episode.
Oh, yeah.
Comment from Lexi.
Lexi, baby.
Lexi says, hi, this is the first episode of Itch Hat I've listened to so far. I picked this one because I love video games, but being a girl with a relatively sheltered childhood and disapproving parents, I don't know very much about them besides the basics. And then in parentheses it says, I can dominate on Super Smash Bros., however. I really enjoyed this episode because you guys picked some really interesting stuff to talk about, and I learned a lot. I host a radio show at my university during the year, and I've really been wanting to have a special show exclusively about video games, much like you've done here. But unfortunately, my co-host isn't one to be highly organized or organized at all, so a lot of the substantial content usually comes from me. Anyways, and then she's got some kind of acronym here that I'm not familiar with, probably because
I've never seen that before.
I don't hang out in the right circles. I don't know. It's TL:DR. I should probably know what that means,
We could probably Google that.
I could have looked it up, yeah.
But whatever.
And then she says, I just want to let you know that I think y'all are really funny. I'll definitely continue to listen to your show, and if you guys do another episode on video games, perhaps another controversial topic, I would be very happy about it. So, thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
It's always nice to see a name on there that I haven't seen before. It's also really, really nice to see the same names coming back, because that means people are still listening.
Yeah,
so, don't take that the wrong way, but if you're listening and you're not commenting, we'd like to see you comment in some form or another.
Yeah, but Lexi, the video game thing. I don't know if we'll bring that up again.
We could do another episode about it sometime,
maybe a mini episode. I don't know.
It depends. Like, I could do,
because I love video games, but I'm not super into them. And
I could talk for hours and hours about video games, but the thing is, I don't want to alienate half or more of the audience. You know?
Yeah, that's.
So it really depends on what people want to hear. But
as soon as they hear this episode will once again be about video games, I'm going to be like, I would be like, you know, fuck this if I wasn't interested.
Another comment we got, this was about last week's show, was Karen. Karen said, I had no idea that there was such a thing as Down syndrome fat. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
I remember thinking it was funny when you said that. You were talking about the fat redheads, and you were like, you know, they're not just fat, they're like Down syndrome fat.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking that was funny at the time, but it wasn't until I went back and listened to the show later and read that comment that I really was belly laughing on the floor.
Yeah.
What exactly is Down syndrome fat, Orion?
Well, I, in my, you know, my stupid head, as soon as I think of Down syndrome, I think of the worst of the worst. So, I think Down syndrome should be, you know, introduced into society as a word, meaning
like as an adjective.
As an adjective, yeah. Like,
I don't even think it should necessarily be negative. Like,
what are some examples?
You could be like, "Hey, dude, I just saw the new Terminator movie. Yeah. Oh yeah, how was it, dude? It was Down syndrome cool." Like, it just means like really,
really cool. It'd be yeah.
Or you could use it negatively. You could be like, "Man, that bitch was Down syndrome ugly."
Oh yeah, I'm Down syndrome fat. Yeah, I hope. Yeah, if you're cool, you know, introduce that into your everyday lingo, because I think I'm gonna start doing that.
We should add it to UrbanDictionary.com.
Yeah, be cool.
Do we have anything else?
I think that
we need to talk about any other emails or anything like that. Oh, KJ Cisco got back to us about maybe doing an interview. He says he's got Skype.
Yeah, if you listen to the last episode.
We just got to hammer out the details. Yeah, in the last episode we mentioned that.
Yeah. We're going to get an interview with the Kevin.
The KJ Cisco.
Oh, yeah.
We'll find out all about what it's like.
I can't wait.
To be
Kevin, if you're listening, I can't wait.
It'll be awesome. I think that might be it, though. Like, do you have anything else?
I am done.
I need to go
Let's
to
wrap
bed.
It up.
You faggot. Hey, what time? It's like 2 in the morning.
Is it?
Yeah. I got to go to bed. I got to work at 8. Anyway. That's going to do it for this episode of I Just Had a Terrible Thought.
Yeah, we got stickers. We got a Facebook page. Be sure to check all that shit out.
Yeah, the stickers, if you haven't listened to the episodes before this, the stickers are free. Just go to itchhat.com/stickers or click on the link on the front page. Just fill in your name, your address, and your email address.
Yeah.
And we'll send you free stickers. Facebook page, become a fan, discuss in the discussion boards. Aileen pointed out that... he couldn't make a new discussion, and I didn't realize that because I'm an admin there, and I can make a new discussion. You can make a new discussion, but you have to go into an old discussion,
yeah.
And then the little link pops up in the corner.
That's shitty.
So
that's Facebook's fault.
It's dumb, but I guess that's the workaround. So go in there, discuss stuff, post on the wall.
Yeah, check us out.
What else? We got a Twitter. Our name on Twitter is Itchhat.
All that good shit.
Send us an email, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And of course, you can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
And you better fucking do it.
It's yeah. Awesome. Yeah, you guys. I think that's it.
No more pussying around.
Yeah, no more pussying around.
All right, that should do it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll check you next week.
Bye, guys.
Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers. Ow!